USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court says the Trump administration cannot add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Kerry Severino is the chief counsel to the Judicial Crisis Network. She tells Fox News regarding a citizenship question, this has all been done before.
The citizenship question is something that for most of our history has been asked on the census in one form or another. It's something that hasn't been asked of every American in recent decades because there's a shorter form that's used.
Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the court's four liberals in a 5-4 ruling. President Trump is set to meet with the president of China at the G20 summit on Thursday to talk trade. Over 17 million people watched the first Democratic debate held in Miami, Florida. Now, there will be another debate with 10 other candidates tonight. That debate will be highlighted by former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Salt Lake City police say they have a person of interest in the case of missing University of Utah student Mackenzie Lewick.
No arrests have been made. However, the owner of the residence where we served the warrant last night is a person of interest.
That's Police Chief Mike Brown saying officers did serve that warrant and remove evidence at the home where Lewick was last seen. Kelly Brown is seeking answers from the Dominican Republic. Her parents were down there on a vacation when her dad, after a meal and some drinks, fell ill, ultimately passing away. Now, after that, an autopsy was done, but Brown says...
We know that there was an autopsy performed because my father, it took us about 2 weeks to repatriate him back to the United States, and part of that process requires an autopsy. We do not know if there was a toxicology report done. We do know there was an autopsy, but we do not have that information.
Brown was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders took a visit to a detention facility in Florida on Thursday. Senator Sanders discussed his plans for immigration if elected president.
In the first week of my presidency, we will bring together the presidents of the Central American countries, president of Mexico, to figure out how, as a hemisphere, we're going to address this issue, because that is the root cause.
The facility holds about 2,500 children. Senator Sanders is in Florida for the second night of the Democratic primary debates. One of ESPN's most recognizable faces and voices is retiring. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Bob Lee's been the most established and trusted voice at ESPN, starting 3 days after the network launched in July of 1978. He's been off the air since September when he announced he was taking a six-month sabbatical, but now he's announced he is retiring at the end of this month. Lee was asked by his colleague Jeremy Schapp on Outside the Lines what's next for him.
I've got some thoughts, some ideas. I've been very involved at Seton Hall University, my alma mater, doing some things where we have some ideas, and so... That's why. There are other things to do and a chance not to do it.
Lee won 11 Emmy Awards at ESPN and won 4 Edward R. Murrow Awards. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.